Well, hey guys, welcome to WCLK. How are you?
Doing well. Good
this
to
isn't
see
your
you.
First time.
No.
But it's your first time, sir, right?
Yeah. Dig it. It is.
All right. I'm talking to Che Marshall, who will be performing this week at Friday Jazz at the High, and of course, Noel Jones, who's the public relations specialist for the High Museum of Art. I want to start with you, Noel, because you guys have got some new things going on over there. I went to the website recently, and you guys are under construction. So tell us a little bit about what's happening at the High Museum of Art.
Yes, so we are under construction. We're calling it our reinstallation, and we're saying that it's limited gallery access or limited access to our permanent collection gallery. So some people don't even know we have over 16,000 works in our permanent collection. And so we're going to be changing the look, the feel, the aesthetic of that over the next couple of months. And so officially on May 2nd, we'll have a lot of galleries that are restricted, and we'll have our African Art Collection, Permanent Collection Gallery open, hopefully through the summer, so we'll see. But yeah, we are making some changes, and the galleries will reopen in October.
Okay. And you guys have a new exhibition that is coming. I hate I missed the furniture one.
Yes, I was supposed to come.
I know.
Yes.
But you guys have a new one that's coming that I think will be a favorite for a lot of people.
Yes. So Winnie the Pooh, Exploring a Classic, will be coming to the High. It's our family show, which we usually circulate those throughout the year. And it'll be filled with fashion, prints, audio, video, interactive elements for families and kids to kind of enjoy throughout the whole summer. So we're excited about that. And then we also have our photography exhibition that's still open, Mark Steinmetz. And so it's over 60 black and white photographs. And the theme and the topic is the Atlanta airport, the interactions that happen at the airport as people come and go. And so it's an interesting perspective, actually.
Yeah, because Hartsfield-Jackson, man, is like a I've been traveling lately, and I'm like, man, there's nothing that compares to that area. Even though it's so big,
yeah.
I still don't feel like I get lost.
Yeah. I mean, 100 million passengers going through there, all the terminals. And so the perspective is really interesting. You'll see people at their gates, families saying goodbye, saying hello, planes taking off, the neighborhood surrounding the airport. So it's just an interesting perspective that, you know, people aren't usually seeing or thinking about when they think of the airport.
Yeah. So, Che, you'll be performing on Friday, and
yes.
You're actually headlining for the first time, correct?
Dig it.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, you've played with some other artists that have come through there, but now it's all about you.
It's my time.
Yeah.
It's my time. Let's do it.
So what can fans expect from your performance?
Well, this time, being that I was with so many people there, I wanted to make sure that this one was extra special.
Okay.
So I took this year to really curate the music, the players,
and who's gonna be playing
look.
With you?
So on this one, I'm pretty excited. Phil Davis, great mentor.
Yeah,
probably one of the smartest guys I know. Akeem Marable will be on sax. Jamel Mitchell will be on sax. Kevin Smith, good friend and partner. Trevor Wolford, and like most of these names, we all play together in the Crunk Jazz Orchestra.
Okay.
You know, under the direction of Russell Gunn,
yeah.
So this is also like the Goring Academy All-Stars. So yeah, we're all out of that school of thought.
Cool. Now you've had an opportunity, you mentioned Phil Davis and Russell Gunn, who are favorites, of course, around here, but you've had an opportunity to work with Julie Dexter.
Yeah,
Dougie
that's where
Fresh.
It started.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about that. What were some of the lessons that you learned working with them that you may still incorporate in how you do your thing?
Well, many moons ago. And first, let me thank Jamal Ahmed. Thank you for having me here. And with CLK, with the work that Ken Beatty did, which changed my life. So I just have to give a shout out there. And that's how I came to know Julie, was through that show and that whole art form, because I was listening to some other stuff that was... It's all right, a little less creative,
yeah.
But this really stretched my imagination and stretched my creativity with working with her, and that's something I still try to incorporate now. You know, that was my first time getting to travel, was with Julie.
Okay.
And I think Masiki Scales was
yeah.
on that gig too.
Wow.
So yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
We've grown up since.
Yeah, but it's good to know that you're still out there, you're still doing, you know, a lot of musicians, you know, maybe over a period of time may say, well, you know, I might want to do something else, or I may want
to,
you know, be on the other end.
We're true to this.
Yeah,
we're true to this. Yeah, we're full in, 100%. It's been good, and it's real good. You know, I can't say if I was doing anything else, I would have been able to experience the world as much as I have. You know,
what do you enjoy the most about performing?
It's in the raw. It's in the raw. Jazz allows that thing of improvisation, and you have to really have to know who you are and what you're doing, and allow that vulnerability in front of all those people. So I enjoy opening myself up to that.
Will you be playing music from any projects, current projects, or are you working on anything right now?
Well, about that, I must talk about Kissin' Electric.
Okay.
That's a band. We have a project here. Brought this here for you.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll be doing some of that. We'll be doing some of Akeem's tunes. Like, this band is pretty much a collective, so everybody brought a piece to the table. We've been rehearsing for a minute now, so trying to work through the nooks and crannies of things just so it's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, well, guys, thank you so much for stopping by the WCLK studios. We're looking forward to Friday Jazz. It's one of my favorite events of the month, and can't wait to see you guys. That's this Friday, May 18th, from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. at the High Museum of Art, and it's all hosted by WCLK's very own Jamal Ahmed. Make sure you guys stop by the table and say hello, and nice. We can't wait till Friday.
Dig it.
I'll see you then. See you then.
All right.